Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for December 2022. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Council wins AR Blewett Award for 2022. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, State Architecture Award for Mudgee Arts Precinct Building Design. Track 7, Submit a Proposal for New Council Projects. Track 8, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 9, Council Operations and Facility Updates over the Christmas period. Track 10, Shop Local, Support the Region's Businesses. Track 11, Never Drive, Swim, Play or Fish in Floodwater. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar for December. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for December 2022. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill and a silo. Track 4, heading Council wins the A.R. Blewett Award for 2022. Council has won the state's top local government award, the 2022 A.R. Blewett Award. Council was named the winner in the regional rural category at the Local Government New South Wales Annual Conference in October. Awarded annually since 1945, the A.R. Blewett Award is the greatest accolade a council can receive and is recognised as the pinnacle of local government achievement. Council previously won the award in 2013. Blewett Trustee Chairman Les McMahon said Council completed a number of key projects over the past year that improved customer service and diversified the local economy. Midwestern Regional Council's focus on driving improvements across all facets of its organisation has delivered enormous benefits for its community, Mr. McMahon said. It's completed a range of projects including the Mudgee Arts Precinct and Stage 2 of the Glen Willow Regional Sporting Complex, while also undertaking a range of customer service improvements. General Manager Brad Cam said Council demonstrated how it delivered beyond the standard rates, roads and rubbish accountabilities. Whilst we did complete and deliver on some major capital works projects, we also implemented smart technologies to monitor our water usage, reduce our electricity consumption with LED street lighting, and in turn offset it with a council-owned solar array, Mr. Cam said. We improved services for our community with an all-new website, reduced our environmental footprint by diverting 11,200 tonnes of organic waste from landfill, and worked with state and federal governments to immunise our community against COVID-19. I would like to acknowledge the work of Council's 472 employees who give their all and are passionate about providing for our community. There are four photos in a row of smiling council staff members at work, from left, at an office desk, on a job site with helmet and high-vis vest, leaning on a truck at the side of a highway, and in the library, a librarian holding an open book. Track 5, heading from the Mayor's Desk. As you have heard, Council has won the 2022 AR Blewett Award. This award is the greatest achievement in local government, and we're extremely proud to have been recognised for the work delivered for our community. I am pleased that judges recognised we've maintained a strong and healthy financial position whilst also delivering a number of major projects. On behalf of all councillors, I thank council staff and the work they do each day to make our region such a fantastic place to work, live and visit. Preparations have begun for next year's council budget, and now is the community's opportunity to put forward the projects they'd like to see for 2023. I'm often approached by residents with ideas for new projects or service improvements. If you have an idea for new infrastructure or upgraded facilities in your area, now is the time to have your say and submit a community plan proposal. Every proposal is considered for the budget as we set out the projects to be delivered in the upcoming financial year. I'd like to wish everyone a very happy Christmas and festive season. I hope you can enjoy some time with your family and friends. Please take care and stay safe on our roads. Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading State Architecture Award for Mudgee Arts Precinct Building Design. Mudgee Arts Precinct's building design has been recognised by the Australian Institute of Architecture. The design by BKA Architecture received the Institute's 2022 New South Wales Country Division Award for Public Architecture. Jury Chair Noel Thompson said, "The Mudgee Regional Arts Precinct's blends the refurbishment of the former Cudgegong Shire building with a new gallery environment containing flexible exhibition spaces, tourism offices and ancillary facilities. The design captures a contemporary expression of the arts and architecture, respecting and enhancing an existing heritage environment." Council staff worked collaboratively with BKA Architecture, Hutchison Builders and Create New South Wales to design a building that delivered on all the community's needs and was both eye-catching and sympathetic to the local heritage streetscape. There is a large photo, credit to Elise Hassey, H-A-S-S-E-Y, showing Mudgee Arts Precinct with both old and new buildings. Track 7, heading, submit a budget proposal for new council projects. Council has commenced its budget planning for the next financial year and is encouraging residents to submit proposals as part of the process. Residents can put forward a community plan proposal, or CPP, for new infrastructure, projects, activities and improvements throughout the region to be considered in the 2023-24 operational plan. The plan sets out the projects and activities which Council is committed to over the coming financial year, as well as measures and timeframes to achieve this. The plan includes Council's revenue policy or rating model, the 2023-24 proposed fees and charges, capital works program, annual budget and delivery program. Successful community proposals that have recently been completed include hand dries in Gulgong Memorial Hall, replacement of synthetic surface at the cricket nets at Victoria Park Gulgong, pictured, and renewal of footpath in Memorial Park, Mudgee. Proposals can be made on Council's website from now until the 9th of January. A small image shows the grandstand and cricket nets at Victoria Park, Gulgong. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. Road closure information. Where can you find up-to-date road closure information during weather events like flooding? Get it straight from the source on Council's website and Facebook page. Council updates local road closure information in real time, as well as sharing information about highways when it becomes available. Visit midwestern.nsw.gov.au/road-closures. Australia Day in Rylstone. The region's 2023 Australia Day ceremony will be held at Rylstone Showground on Australia Day, Thursday the 26th of January 2023. Enjoy a free barbecue breakfast from 8 a.m, followed by the official ceremony. Presentation of awards in 6 categories, including Citizen of the Year and Young Citizen of the Year, will begin at 9 a.m. Mobile library changes. The library will be introducing a new and improved mobile library schedule over coming months to enhance and consolidate the service. The new schedule will come into effect from February 2023, and existing customers will be notified directly of any changes to their current schedule. To learn more about the service, visit Council's website. Town Hall Cinema. The Woman King, rated M. Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, rated PG. And Little Monsters, rated PG, will hit the big screen this month on the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of December. There will also be a special advanced screening of The Lost King, rated M. Tickets at Council's website or at the door unless sold out prior, from $15 for adults and $10 for children and concession. Entry is free for children under 5 years. Rotary proceeds from the weekend will go towards the End Polio Now fundraiser. Recycle your wrapping. Remember to recycle this Christmas. Wrapping paper and cardboard boxes can be recycled in your blue bin or at a waste transfer station. To reduce your impact and waste, consider green gift options like plants, seeds, gift certificates for experiences, or buying vintage or second-hand gifts. Funding for local groups. Council has provided $19,451 to support local organisations in the latest round of its community grants program. These groups include Mudgee Lions Club, Running Stream Recreation Reserve Trust, Mudgee Fine Foods, Mudgee Region MTB, Gulgong Memorial Hall Committee, Candos Rylstone Men's Shed, Rotary Club of Mudgee Sunrise, and the Country Women's Association Candos Branch. Summer Reading Program. Willy Wonka invites you to participate in the library's Scrumdiddlyumptious Summer Reading Program in December and January. Register at your local library and join in the fun for your chance to win some great prizes. Keep track of your reading, complete bonus activities to earn extra tickets in the prize draw, and win a golden ticket. Follow the library Facebook page for details. Track 9, heading, Council Operations and Facility Updates over the Christmas period. Council customer service centres, works depots and libraries will close for the Christmas break from 12 noon on Thursday the 22nd of December 2022 and reopen on Wednesday the 4th of January 2023. Waste facilities in Mudgee, Gulgong and Candos will be closed Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day. Curbside waste collection and essential services will not be affected over the Christmas and New Year break and will continue as normal. Please ensure that your bins are placed out the night before your collection day. Local swimming pools will be closed on Christmas Day but will be open Boxing Day and New Year's Day. Council's on-call staff will remain on duty and available during this period to respond to urgent inquiries on 1300 765 002. That's 1300 765 002. For updates, visit Council's website midwestern.nsw.gov.au. At right is an image of a garbage truck ready to pick up curbside bins. Track 10, heading, Shop Local, Support the Region's Businesses. It's more important than ever to shop locally this Christmas and support local businesses. Spending locally means money stays in the community, boosting the local economy and maintaining the employment of the 1,060 people who work in the region's retail industry. Local consumer data from SpendMap by Geographica 2022 revealed that residents spent $46.3 million outside the region in the December 2021 quarter. If 10% of this amount, or $4.63 million, was instead spent locally, it would create 35 new jobs and provide a major boost to the region's economy. There is a photo of a shelf with candles and jewelries at a local business, with two women in the back of the store looking at products on display. Track 11, heading, never drive, swim, play or fish in floodwater. The region was hit by two successive flood events within 2 weeks of each other in October. With further major downpours forecast for the summer, Council is reiterating the message of the New South Wales SES to never enter flood waters. General Manager Brad Cam said flooding events may continue and residents are urged to abide by road closures and follow advice from the SES. If you see a closure sign, never disregard it. The road has been assessed and closed by Council because the road is either flooded or badly damaged. If you come across a flooded road, simply stop and turn back, Mr. Cam said. We are aware that people have been playing, even boogie boarding and fishing in flooded areas and parks, which is extremely dangerous. As you'll hear from the SES, flood water can be faster flowing and deeper than it appears, and can also contain sewage, poisons, dead animals and debris. Flash floods erode road and path surfaces, leaving potholes, sinkholes and other dangers. Please do not encourage anyone, particularly children, to play in flooded areas. Never drive, ride or walk through flood water. A photo of Mudgee from above shows flood waters covering a major road, fields and trees. Track 12, heading, your council representatives. There is a head and shoulders photo of each of the nine councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0407-225-285. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Katie Dicker, 0407-234-849. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Robbie Palmer, 0407-246-381. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. Councillor Phil Stoddart, 0407-208-730. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226, also 6374-0226. Track 13, heading, live, work, invest, visit, live. A number of public spaces and facilities in Gulgong have been the target of increased vandalism and graffiti attacks. In the past 18 months, Council has spent more than $40,000 to repair and replace assets. To combat this antisocial behaviour, Council will install camera surveillance and security lighting at venues that have been graffiti hotspots and where public safety and crime is a proven concern. If you see someone committing vandalism, please report it to police. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to Careers on Council's website. Invest. Council has published an all-new economic and business profile for the Midwestern region following the release of the latest census data. The 2022 profile features key statistics that provide a comprehensive overview of the region's business and economic environment and information on living, working and investing in the region. This information is highly useful for new and existing businesses and investors. The profile is available on Council's website. Visit. As part of the festive season, Council has provided $11,655 to Christmas events throughout the region, including the Mudgee Showground Carols on the 17th of December, Gulgong Christmas Celebration also 17th of December, and Mudgee Lions Community Twilight Market and Festival through its Community Grants Program. For more details on Council-supported events, visit Council's website, midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Track 14, heading Events Calendar, December. 2nd to the 4th of December, Town Hall Cinema at Mudgee Town Hall. Generally held on the first weekend of each month. Adults $15, children and concession $10, and children under 5 free. Bookings and screenings on Council's website. 14th of December, Midwestern Regional Council meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee from 5:30 p.m. Meeting live stream available on Council's website. 17th of December, Mudgee Showground Carols, hosted by the Rotary Clubs of Mudgee and Mudgee Sunrise. Family-friendly event, local entertainment, food and Christmas carols by local choirs. Free entry, gates open from 4 p.m. Also 17th of December, Gulgong Christmas Celebration at Anzac Park, Gulgong. Games and kids activities. Have your photo with Santa and go in the draw to win great prizes. Barbecue and drinks available, gold coin donation. 22nd of December, Council Christmas Period Closure. Customer service centres, works depots and libraries close from 12 noon on Thursday the 22nd of December and reopen on Wednesday the 4th of January 2023. 25th of December, Christmas Day. Council pools will be closed on Christmas Day, open Boxing Day and New Year's Day. Waste facilities will be closed Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day. Please note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 15, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with Council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram and MWR Council on TikTok. Midwestern Regional Council address, 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council at midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for December 2022. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.